You are listening to Valor Voices, a production of the Valor Officer Safety and Wellness Program. The Valor Program is funded through grants from the Bureau of Justice Assistance, BJA, Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. The points of view and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the podcast authors and do not necessarily represent the official positions or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. Here's your host.
Well, good day. I'm David Florey, and I'm a lead instructor with the Valor Officer Safety and Wellness Program and host for this edition of Valor Voices Podcast. This edition is part of our foundational concept series where we explore how Valor's foundational topics can be applied in different situations. I'm joined today by Floyd Wiley, retired lieutenant from Newcastle County, Delaware Police Department, and a lead instructor and on-site facilitator with the Valor Program. G'day, Floyd.
How are you, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing well. I hope you're staying well and safe up there in the northeast part of the country.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Floyd, today I want to discuss the Valor concept of training to perform. It's important to leaders, especially our frontline and mid-level leaders, and how they can maximize their training opportunities during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think it's even more important today than ever before. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It causes some additional strains.
Yeah,
sure.
So, Floyd, let's start for me, if you will, by defining what we mean by training to perform.
Dave, you're a SWAT operator as well as myself, and have worked in multiple units. And one of the things that I have picked up, having done a lot of the same things that you've done throughout your career, is that training is paramount for every single thing that we do, the knowns and the unknowns. And so when we talk about training to perform, we have to utilize every opportunity to train. We've got to make sure that we are prepared to perform in multiple areas, in areas of safety, wellness, and ultimately serving the public.
Yeah, I agree. And Floyd, you know, right now, with what's going on in the country, it's really it's affecting law enforcement. Oftentimes when we see major instances across the country, or even just economic downturns, training is one of the first mm-hmm. things that goes out of our budgets, because it's kind of discretionary spending, if you will, and most of what we do in law enforcement's personnel costs. But would you think that even though what's going on in our country, it has us distracted in law enforcement, it has us refocusing our efforts, don't you think that training is still important to make sure our skills are still sharp?
You know, the key to it is, in law enforcement, training is everything. It's absolutely everything. I mean, everything is a training opportunity in law enforcement. And sometimes we lose sight of that even before an incident like this pandemic hits us. You know, we have to be prepared from so many standpoints. And training, sometimes for some agencies, people look at it as being an expensive issue in terms of time, use of funding. But a good leader understands day-to-day operations, we can implement training, whether it's in roll call training, in messaging that it's important that officers train at home, making sure that we do things that can fit within a timeline, especially right now. We've got officers, I'm sure, in some agencies, they've got several officers that are quarantined. So you've lost some staffing, but it doesn't negate the fact that we can do small chunks of training throughout our daily operations and throughout the months as we do business.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, what we've heard across the country is, again, even though staffing levels may be down in some agencies, we met people in quarantine. We actually, unfortunately, have officers that are ill because of the pandemic. But you're right. I mean, we have to look for opportunities. And I ran into one of my former officers just a couple of weeks ago, and he's a SWAT operator, and he told me that they weren't training. And, I'm concerned about that.
How can that be?
Yeah, how can that be? Because as you said, training is everything. It's the lifeblood of what we do. It has so many connotations, whether it be safety, wellness, liability. And as you said, we got to do small chunks. It may be 3 o'clock in the morning for 15 minutes We do traffic stop training in the middle of a parking lot, or exactly. We do roll call training. We do tabletop exercises. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to train. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And just like you said, you bring several units back. You can bring in 2 units, okay? You bring them back. You can do some room clearing. By all means, you do roll call training. Some people don't have roll call. There are virtual apps that are out that you can get your entire squad on. If you got a slow night, you can use one of those virtual apps, have a virtual meeting. You can ask people to come prepared to teach small chunks of training. Let's just even look at radio communications, Dave. Think of how many officers, if they needed to switch the knobs on their radio, okay, to go from their regular radio traffic to a mutual aid channel, do they know how to switch that knob effectively in the dark while bloody and muddy and get to that emergency button as well? So small things like that, we could take time to introduce that. Train people on proper fitting of their vests. Train them on rescue tactics, rescue carry, utilizing the tourniquet. These are things that are life-saving, and especially during these times, what about your PPE? How often are officers training on donning and doffing PPE? Most of the time, that stuff is tucked away someplace. Do you know where your equipment is? Do you use your equipment? Do you maintain your equipment? So those are just some of the things on the officer safety side that we could be training on to make sure that we're more efficient when it's time to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that that we've got to do a better job of, and this is not just in these times, but we've got to do a better job in our business, is maximizing our time when we do training. Talk about that, Floyd.
Well, you know, number one, I think the biggest thing in order to maximize it, you need to put it on a calendar. As far as a unit training is concerned, or squad training, or what have you, it needs to be at the top of the calendar. We try to stay left of bang. That's a concept we got from a book called Left of Bang, which comes from the Marine Corps Combat Hunter Program. And that means staying left of bang means staying proactive versus being reactive. Now, don't get me wrong. Whenever, you know, things go wrong, we are prepared to react in most cases. But are we proficient? Okay, are we effective in what we do? And we want to stay proactive. So in order to do that, we have to plan it. You have to schedule it. You have to make it a pinnacle of your law enforcement career as a leader, a former leader, and as an informal leader. And as individual officers, your lives are counting on you being trained. You are going to revert back to your training. And if your training is not on par, that's the type of response that you're going to have. So one of the things I think that we need to do is make sure that you do the planning. You look at it from whether or not it's mental preparation every single day, focusing on the what ifs, worst case scenarios. You've got to use every single day to its fullest to make sure that you're getting training opportunities out there for when things go bad.
Yeah, and the other thing is on maximizing time, I think that we need to make sure we do a good job of is I like what you say about putting it on the calendar, but we also need to make sure we're maximizing our time when we are doing training. You know, one thing I like, and I know you feel the same way about this because we've talked about it, is one of the things we do really, really well in our Valor on-site delivery program is we don't have a lot of stand-around time. We start training on time, and we run training till the end of the day as we have scheduled it. We don't cut corners. We don't have an 8-hour training block, and then we really only train for 4 hours and feel good that we trained for 8 when we really didn't. So we've got to maximize our time. We got to limit our breaks. We got to limit our standing around time. We got to train in small groups, making sure that there's not a group chit-chatting for 45 minutes when we really ought to be training. And you can do that in these small chunks that you mentioned. We need to make sure we're selecting those training topics that are really most important: safety, wellness, serving our public, all the kinds of things. I really like your example of it sounds very, very insignificant, but do you know how to change the channel on your on your radio to get to a backup officer during, you know, when you're bloody and when you're muddy? I really like that visual.
Absolutely.
That
and you know what, speaking of wellness, and when we talk about training, you know, in order to be at your apex as a safe officer, and when we talk about officer survival and officer safety, You need to be well. You need to be healthy. If you are well and you're healthy, you will definitely be able to have your thought process honed in when it comes to officer survival. But if you're not well and healthy, if you have issues, you're not in shape, especially during these times of a pandemic, your officer safety is going to lag as well. If you're not taking the time for some mindfulness, for exercising, eating properly, taking time to spend with your families, and focusing on those things also, those are things you need to train on a daily basis, going home and unwinding from that emotional roller coaster. Don't sit on that magic couch when you get home. Spend some time with your family so you can recharge. That is also maximizing training in this career we call law enforcement.
Yeah, I agree, Floyd. We got to get rest. We got to eat right. We got to exercise. We got to limit our alcohol intake. We got to make sure that we are surrounding ourselves with people that we love and people that we care about.
And you know what, Dave? I just want to say one thing. And on the alcohol intake and sleeping, a lot of people, I'm going to tell you right now, we're telling you, the audience, as you're sitting out here, you must definitely focus on that. In our profession, alcohol happens to be a pastime. We've got to limit that, and that directly affects our sleeping. And if we're not sleeping at least 7-8 hours a night, we're not able to recharge. We're not able to be well. We're not able to be healthy, and that does affect our officer safety.
Well, Floyd, thanks a lot for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it. That's some really good stuff on the topic of training to perform. I also want to encourage our listeners out there to visit our Valor website at www.valorforblue.org. We've got lots of information on this topic and many, many other safety topics and wellness topics that are pertinent to law enforcement. Floyd, thanks again. Stay safe and stay well up there in your world in New Jersey. Take care of yourself. Take care of those that you love, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Dave. You too. Talk to you soon.
The Valor program is dedicated to delivering training, developing resources, and conducting research to improve the safety and wellness of law enforcement professionals across the country. For additional information regarding the Valor program, please visit valorforblue.org, download the app on the Apple or Google Play Store, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The Bureau of Justice Assistance, BJA, and the Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice, is committed to making our nation's communities safer through resources, developing programs, and providing grant funding opportunities to support state, local, and tribal criminal justice efforts. All are available at no cost. Please visit www.bja.gov to learn more.